We're hearing about these ecstatic Sankirtan performances of Lord Chaitanya. Je matte karina nitya prabhu ghora chandra Te matte se mahanande gaya bhakta vrinda. As Lord Gaurachandra danced in ecstasy, the devotees sang in ecstasy. So he was dancing, Mahananda, and Bhakta Brinda, Gaya Bhakta Brinda, all the devotees that were gathered there in his own house. Sometimes he would have Sankirtan, chanting and dancing, chanting the Maha Mantra and dancing in ecstasy, and sometimes in the houses of others. Sri Hari Vasare Hari Kirtana Vidan Nitya Arambila Prabhu Jagatera Pran. On the day of Sri Hari Vasara, which means Ekadasi, which is observed by chanting the names of Hari, the Lord who is the life of the entire world began to dance. Jagat Pran, Prabhu Jagat Pran. Nitya Arambila. Aramba means to begin or start. So this is how he was passing the day. In Hari Bhakti Vilas it is said that if on Ekadasi one fasts, remembers Lord Hari with devotion, and chants the holy names, and performs activities for the pleasure of Hari, and fixes one's mind on Hari, and gives up all desires for material enjoyment, then by this performance he can, without a doubt, attain Vaikuntha. That's quite a good benediction. If one strictly observes Ekadasi in these ways, then he can get the benefit of attaining Vaikuntha. Such a powerful Hari Vasara, Ekadasi is such a powerful purifying day. It's actually called Hari Vas. It's the day of Hari. There are 30 days in a month, and they have names like Ravivar, the day of the sun planet, Somvar, the day of the moon planet, then Mangalvar, the day of Mars, or Mangal, you say in Hindi, and Budvar, the day of Mercury, or Bud, then Guruvar, or Brihaspativar, the day of Guru, or Jupiter, and then there's Shukravar, Friday, the day of the planet Venus, and Shanivar, Saturday, the day of Saturn. So these are the days, and they come every week like this, named after different planets, and there are different pujas to be done and rituals to be observed on each day. Some people fast on Monday for Lord Shiva. Some people fast on Tuesday for Hanuman. Some people fast on Saturday for Shani to counteract some deficiency in those planetary rulers. But they're all demigods, and they're powerful personalities controlling this material world, and they exerting a strong influence over our lives, and they are awarding us our good karma, and they're punishing us with our bad results of our bad karma. So they're acting all the time throughout the day and throughout the month. But throughout in the whole month of 30 days, there are only two special days that are dedicated to God. These are transcendental days. All the other days of the month are material days. They are the days of these planetary rulers or these personalities. Sometimes they say Tuesday is Hanuman's day. It's Mangalvar, but they say people worship Hanuman on Tuesday, Shiva on Monday, like this. And Thursday they worship Durga. So Hari Vasara is twice a month, Ekadasi. This is the day. Vas means residence, or to live near, or to reside with. So on Hari Vasara, Ekadasi, one can reside with the Lord. And one is actually meant to reside with the Lord by hearing, chanting, fasting. In other words, we deny the ordinary material activities. The basic ordinary material activities are eating and sleeping. This we do most. Mating and defending, we don't do so much. Not compared to eating and sleeping. Ahara, Nidra, Maitun, Bayam. These are the four basic activities in material life: eating and sleeping, miton, sex union, mate, which is called mating, and bhayam, which means fearing, defending, role-playing, backbiting, all types of defending and quarreling and fighting. This is all bhayam. Asserting one's ego. Asserting one's ego. This is also comes under bhayam. Because we're afraid to be defeated. Bhaya means fear, as you know in Hindi. Bhaya. Abhaya. Prabhupada was without fear. Ahara, eating. Nidra, sleeping. Maitun, sex union. And bhayam means all types of activities but you try to assert your ego and keep your ego from being defeated. Fear of being defeated is bhayam. So we fight because we don't want to be defeated. We compete. We argue. So all these activities are the basic dealings on the material level of this world. So mostly we eat and sleep. This is the majority of our time is spent there. And some, of course, working also nowadays. People, so much time, so much of their time working. In earlier days, people didn't spend so many hours a day working, or commuting and all these things. So in Ekadasi, these are these major practices or major actions that we do every day, they're denied. There's no eating on Ekadasi and no sleeping. Ideally, or traditionally, Ekadasi was observed by Upavas and Jagaran. Upavas and Jagaran. And there are many devotees even to this day that observe Upavas. Nirjal Brat. They don't drink a drop of water on Ekadasi and they don't take a bite of food from sunrise on Ekadasi till sunrise on Dwadasi. And they often stay up the entire night. It's called Jagaran. So this is it. This is material life. Eating and sleeping. And obviously there's no mating and defending on Ekadasi. So Harivastra means you spend the whole day living with Hari. Harivas, you live with Hari. You hear about him, you chant about him. There's nothing else to do. If there's no eating, eating's a big thing. Eating is a social function. Sleeping is a big activity. And mating and offending. So what else is there? There's nothing else left. So if these activities are denied 2 days a month, then the whole day, 24 hours, is spent in spiritual activities. Harivas. Harivastra means to live with Hari. And Hari is so pleased. Lord Hari gets so much toshanam. Haritoshanam. Sam Sadir Haritoshanam. Lord Hari attains so much happiness when one observes his day, because these 2 months, 2 days of the month are reserved for God. These are God's day. Oftentimes the Christians say that Sunday is God's day. In six days the Lord created the world, and the seventh day he rested. They say like this. So in six, they don't want to get too close, you know, because keep their ego space. Afraid I may slap them, you know. Gorgovinda Swami, when he used to give class, everyone sat as close as possible. I mean, the ladies sat in the back. The brahmachari sat as close as possible. Even as close to the asana as they could. I spent 1 week in Bhubaneswar, 1995 or so. And he was giving class, 3-hour Bhagavatam class every day. And they would all sit very close. And I thought, and I've been in many temples, I never saw anyone sitting so close. Of course, in Chopadi Beach, they sit close because it's so jammed up. But there it wasn't so jammed up. There was quite a big temple room compared to the number of devotees. But everyone's very close. I said, why is this? And then during the lecture, when he's speaking, sometimes he'd say, you know this verse? Samastritiye parapalava plavam. But then he would slap them. He would, a good slap, you could hear it. Tong. You know, it was like, it wasn't just a love tap. It was a good slap. Tong. And the devotee said, Jai Gurudev. And then the other devotee said, oh, Gurudev. And they would say, Maharaj, slap me. You know, and he said, you're next. You know, and then. So they would compete. They would fight each other to get those front row seats. So they could maybe by chance, if they were very fortunate and much, you know, krita punya punja, that they may get slapped by Gorgovinda Swami, their Gurudev. So everyone here is very careful. They keep 20 feet away. And even if more people come, they just jam up in the back. No one dares come any closer than 20 feet. At any rate, so we're just speaking here that Lord Chaitanya is observing Harivastra with the kirtan party. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives an elaborate purport about what one does on Harivasara and how that the Lord is so pleased. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says if someone observes Harivasara, then he can attain Vaikuntha simply by staying up, what he just says here, by chanting all day, not eating, remembering the Lord, fasting, remembering with devotion, chanting Hari Kirtan and performing activities for the pleasure of the Lord, one can without a doubt attain the abode of Vaikuntha. So we're just commenting that there are 30 days in a month and only two are God's day. Although Christians say Sunday is God's day, the Hindus have something else to say. That's what makes the world go around. Some variety. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, how Gauranga Mahaprabhu observed Hari Vasara. So these 2 days in a month, Hari Vasara, we call Ekadasi, or Hari Vas, and Hari Bhakti Vilasa says Hari Vas, the day when you can live with Hari, Hari Vasara. It's like a sale. Sometimes a store has a sale, half price sale, to induce people to come into the store, take advantage of their product line. So Krishna is so kind that he has a sale on bhakti, to promote bhakti, to induce people to make spiritual advancement. Krishna appears, because the scheduled incarnations of the Lord are quite few in number. I mean, there's a Das avatar, then there's a Yuga avatar, Leela avatar. There are not many avatars. But every month, Hari is appearing, twice every month. There are two appearances of the Lord. The Lord appears twice every month on Harivasara, on Ekadasi. And he appears, and he enters the body of anyone who observes Ekadasi Vrata. He enters the house of anyone who observes Ekadasi Vrata. And they become blessed and benedicted. But people are too busy. It's work, business as usual, as we said. They're working. It's a work day. Sometimes Ekadasi is a Monday or Tuesday or any day of the week. Any day of the month, 2 days, 11 days after Purnima, 11 days after Amavasya. But actually, in the ancient days of India, you'd be surprised to know, or maybe not, but on Ekadasi, everyone would close their shop. Just like now, in some towns, at least in Vrindavan, because I live in Vrindavan, Radhakund. If the devotee owns that shop, if his Ishtadev is Shiva, you'll see on Monday he's closed. Monday the shop will be closed in honor of his Ishtadev, Lord Shiva, or Lord Shiva. And he'll worship Shiva that day and spend his day reading Shiva Purana, or whatever. Maybe it's his day off, but whatever, he won't conduct business on Monday. And another shop will be closed on Tuesday. Especially where I live in Radhakund, it's full of Brahmins. Almost all the shopkeepers are Brahmins. There's basically two castes in Radhakund, Brahmins and Bhangis, Chamaras. That's a fact. There's 11,000 people in the village. There's only two Kshatriya families, two Kshatriya castes out of 11,000 people. And there's like 3,000 Chamaras and Bhangis and... It's just Brahma. All there is Brahma. All you think what are Baniyas, and there's no Baniyas and Agarwals. Baniyas and Agarwals are in Vrindavan and Mathura. So many Agarwals in Baniya class. So you go in a shop, and all the shopkeepers, you think they're Baniyas, they're all Brahmins. So you have to be careful to argue with them and stuff. In general. So he'll close his shop on Tuesday if his Ishtadev is Hanuman. So it's like this. But on Harivasara, in the old days, people used to close their shop on Ekadasi, not do business on Ekadasi. Ekadasi is God's business, God business, hearing and chanting about Krishna. In fact, I often advise my students in Delhi, I said, if you have a choice, what days you can take off every month, forget about Sunday, Saturday, all these things, you should take off on Ekadasi. Find out every month. Even you can tell your boss ahead of time. You get the calendar and see all the days. Oh, boss, I can tell you 6 months in advance. I want these days off. Janmashtami or whatever. Then it's very clear. There's no surprise to the boss. So this is... We as Vaishnavas or aspiring Vaishnavas, we should take advantage of Harivasara. It's a great sale. Bhakti is freely flowing. The river of bhakti really flows into the heart that is dedicated to the service of Hari on Ekadasi. It's a real boon and benediction to get tremendous strength in bhakti, a tremendous inspiration in bhakti, to do nothing but Hari Seva on Hari Vasara. There's good cause and good reason why the day is called Hari Vasara. And Vasara means to reside, to live. That Lord Hari will come and live in your body on that day. And if you behave yourself the rest of the month, he won't leave. Like you have a guest, you invite some guest, the guest comes to your house, and the first day you treat him nicely, then you think, actually, I want to get rid of this person. So the next day you don't give him any salt in his food. He thinks, oh, they don't have any salt, they're very poor. Then the second day after that you don't give any ghee. Oh, they don't have any ghee. Then the third day you don't give any sweet. He'll think, no salt, no ghee, no sweet. And then he'll think, this guy is really cutting me back. And then he leaves. So Hari is like this. On Ekadasi, we should try to, I can humbly suggest, take this day off from work. Because we're profit motive. We're motivated by profit. We want profit. No one works in the business field for nothing. And if you're working in some job as a secretary for $5,000 and someone offers you $9,000, what are you going to do? Bye-bye. You're going to quit the $5,000 and take the $9,000 job because of the profit. Increased recognition for effort rendered. So in the same way, we are interested in devotional profit. We want to make the most advancement in the shortest time. We want to go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. It's not so easy. So Hari Vasara is a great opportunity to make lots of advancement. But they go by every month. Two days fly by. We don't even notice them. We hardly even are aware of them. Oh, yesterday was Ekadasi. Oh, I ate grains yesterday. No, we don't even know. And what to speak of make a special observance of that day. But it's really, this is a secret in the hand of the Vaishnavas. That's like Marwaris. They have some secret of how to make money. It's in their blood. It's in their genes. Marwari, M for Marwari, M for money. It's natural. So Vaishnavas, they have some secrets. They have some secret mantras, guru mantra, and they know some secret practices and tantric practices that they do in order to attain the favor of God, in order to attain His mercy. So Hari Vasara is one of those special secret days that is unknown, the great benefits of it. So in this particular section here, we're going to hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting the example, first of all. The scriptures are telling, all the ancient Puran are telling about the glories. There's Mahatmyams everywhere. Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, they have entire chapters called Ekadasi Mahatmyam. And not only the whole Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, the glories of Ekadasi are told, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, everywhere is told. But not only that, the general glories of observing Hari Vasara, but even the individual specific Ekadasis, the 24 Ekadasis every year, there is some itihas, some history of that Ekadasi, and the Shuti fall or the fall Shuti one gets by hearing about that Ekadasi or observing it, the tapasya fall, the fruit of that austerity. It's all described there in 24 chapters. There's 24 chapters of Padma Puran, each chapter dedicated to a different Ekadasi. And amazing stories. So now the Lord Himself, as the ideal devotee, because Lord Gaurachandra, of course, is Radha and Krishna, also the ideal devotee. So now he's showing the example. He's observing it. He observed this Hari Vasara by chanting the names of the Lord, and he began to dance. Punyavanta Srivasang Angane Shubha, let's see, Punyavanta Srivasa Angane Shubharamba Utila Kirtana Dvani Gopala Govinda. The auspicious inauguration of chanting the names Gopal and Govinda took place in Srivasangam, the courtyard. The courtyard of Srivas is a shelter of many pious activities because the chanting of Govinda and Gopal was inaugurated there. Govinda Gopal. Ushakala haite nritya kari vishambhar. Jutta jutta haila jata gayana sundar. Vishvambhara began dancing from the time of sunrise of Ekadasi. Because that's when it begins. Actually, there's sometimes debate amongst Vaishnavas when the day begins. Does the day begin at midnight? Does the day begin at Brahma Muhurta Hour? Or does the day begin at sunrise? So in different yugas, the day began at different times. So that's why the confusion is there. But in Kali Yuga, the day begins at sunrise, for anyone's information. It doesn't begin at Brahma Muhurta. Brahma Muhurta is Brahma is a Muhurta. It's called the Brahma Muhurta. It's ideal time for meditation. The actual day begins in Kali Yuga when it's sunrise. So Ekadasi Vrata is observed sunrise to sunrise. So therefore, since Kali Yuga is the age of cheating, people get up before sunrise, drink 10 liters of water, and then from sunrise they begin Nirjal Vrat. So this cheating prevents you. What is cheating? Vipralipsa means cheating. And there's Pramad and Brahm and Vipralipsa. There's four defects in the living entity. One is cheating propensity. I think it's Vipralipsa in Sanskrit. So the cheating propensity. So this is dovetailing your cheating propensity in the service of the Lord. Because if you drink 10 liters of water, you won't feel too thirsty while you're chanting and dancing all day on Harivasara Ekadasi. But we don't hear any description of Lord Chaitanya doing that. But he's showing the example in Kali Yuga that Ekadasi begins from sunrise. So as soon as the sun came up, okay, let's dance. Starts dancing. Govinda Gopal, right? And the devotees sang sweetly in various groups. Vishvambhara began dancing before sunrise, and he induced various groups of devotees to chant. Srivasa Pandita Lana Eka Sampradaya Mukunda Laya Ara Janakata Ghai. One group of chanters was headed by Srivas, another by Mukunda, another Govinda Ghosh. All the devotees chanted during the dancing of Gaurachandra. Laya Govinda Ghosh Ara Katajan Gaurachandra Nitya Sabe Karena Kirtan. Darya Bulena Nityananda Mahabali Alakshite Advaita Layena Padaduli. As the powerful Nityananda caught hold of the Lord, Advaita secretly took the dust from the Lord's feet. Darya Bulena Nityananda. So Nityananda is a bully. He's a bully. Bully means like a strong guy. This Darya Bulena. So powerful Nityananda, Mahabali means Mahabully. Mahabully, big bully. Bully in English means a strong person. He pushes you around. He's a bully. So he's Mahabali. Very Bal, Mahabal. So he held Lord Chaitanya. Then what did he wait to do? Layena Paraduli. He took the dust from his feet. It's very interesting here. In the Navadvipa Lila, Mayapur Lila and Shiva Sangam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving in different bhavas, as we mentioned earlier. Sometimes he was in Bhakta Bhava, he was in Prahlad Bhava, Uddhava Bhava. Sometimes he was in the Bhava of the avatars. He's using this word, Prahlad Bhava, Dhruva Bhava. And sometimes he was in the Nisringa Bhava. So in Mayapur Lila, in the Vrindavan Lila, sometimes the Lord was in the Bhava or the mood of his devotees, of his different great devotees of the Lord, like Prahlad, Dhruva, etc. And sometimes he was in the bhav of the Bhagavan himself, Bhagavan bhav, of the Das avatars, or of Krishna. And sometimes he was in the mood of separation, Radha bhav. Of course, she's a devotee, Radha bhav, Bhakta bhav, or Radha bhav. But generally, in Mayapur Navadvipa Lila, he was in the mood of Bhagavan bhav or his devotee's bhav. So therefore, during this kirtan, these are the initial days of the Sankirtan movement. We just started reading a few verses ago that the Sankirtan movement, the nocturnal kirtans that continued for 1 year in Srivas's house, they're just starting now. These are the first days of the kirtan. And Lord Nityananda is able to grab, it says, Darya. Darya means he's holding. Lord Nityananda is grabbing Lord Chaitanya. He's holding him. But when Lord Chaitanya goes to Puri, to Jagannath Puri, then he enters into Radha Bhav, deep into this mood of Mahabhav. And there when he's dancing in front of Krishna, then he's Radharani. Because Jagannath, when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, he sees Shamsundar, Brijendanandan. And Mahaprabhu is deeply in the mood of Radhabhav, in the mood of Radharani carrying Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Please come with me, follow me, dance with me, follow me. Return to Vrindavan. This chariot, what is this chariot? Anyway, get on this chariot and come, let's go take this chariot. You're not going to walk barefoot as you walked barefoot in Vrindavan. Alright, you bought this chariot from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. Now, get on this chariot and let's go to Gundicha. Gundicha means Vrindavan. This is the Jagannath festival. So there, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in ecstasy and collapsing, and Lord Nityananda is running, but he can't touch him. You know this is described. He cannot catch him, he cannot hold him, because there's some separation. Because Nityananda is in the mood of Nityananda's bhava is Dasya bhava. Dasya bhava and Sakya bhava. But now, in this mood, in this Gambhir Leela, this Jagannath Leela or Gambhir Leela of Lord Chaitanya and Puri, now he's untouchable because his bhava is so high. He's in Madanakya Mahabhava. This is Madhurya bhava. So this would be Rasa bhava. So he's like this and collapsing, and Nityananda is trying to catch him. You know, there's a painting like this and described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Says he couldn't catch him. You know, so this is some. If you're reading closely, you see you're comparing the different leelas, because Mayapur leela is like Vrindavan leela, and Katwa leela is like Mathura, and Puri leela is like Dwarka. There's some similarity here. As Krishna went from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwarka, then Lord Chaitanya is leaving Mayapur to go to Katwa. It's such a distressing thing to take sannyas and cut his hair. This was that distress that the Mayapur Vasis felt is like the distress that the gopis felt and the Brijvasis felt. Not only the gopis, but Nanda Maharaj and all the Brijvasis felt so much distress, which we were reading in that song by Govinda Das. We read that song in our Bhagavatam class by Govinda Das, how the birds stopped chirping and Nanda Yashoda stopped cooking and became very thin, and people were saying, why aren't you cooking? And they said, there's no reason to cook. Krishna's gone to Mathura, why should we cook? They were not cooking anymore. This beautiful bhajan, Govinda Ghosh. So the pain and agony of separation that the Brijabasis felt when Krishna went to Mathura on a Kurur's chariot, that pain and agony of separation the Mayapuravasis or the Navadvipvasis felt when Mahaprabhu left Navadvip and went to Katwa to cut his hair and take sannyas from Keshava Bharati. That represents that aspect of Krishna's Leela. Katwa represents the Mathura aspect. And then from Katwa, and Lord Chaitanya went to South India and toured South India and all over India, most of India, for 6 years. And then he came to Puri and settled there for the last 18 years. So that represents Dwarka, Krishna going far away to Dwarka, on the sea. Dwarka is on the sea, Puri is on the sea. There are many similarities. So now Nityananda could catch him. Garadharadi jatta sajala nayan anande vivala haila prabhura kirtan. The eyes of the devotees headed by Gadadhar were filled with tears as they became overwhelmed with ecstasy in the Lord's kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita vaditra madhyan manasorasena romancha kampa sutaranga bhajo vande guru sri charanaravinda. Mahaprabhu kirtan. So the devotees of the Lord, they're absorbed in Mahaprabhu kirtan. Gadadhar and the other devotees, all their eyes are absorbed in Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and so many tears are streaming from their eyes. Romancha, Kampa, Ashru. We sing this song in glorification of Guru. You have heard this song? Mahaprabhu. Samsara Davan Adalira Loka. Mahaprabhu Kir. The Mahaprabhu kirtan. So this is Mahaprabhu kirtan and Shiva Sangam. It's saying here. What does it say? It says Prabhu Kirtan. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu. Ananda Vival. They're overwhelmed in bliss, crying in ecstasy. Who's crying the most? Gadadhar. Because what name is being chanted by Lord Chaitanya? Govinda, Gopal, Hari. Who is Govinda, Gopal, Hari? Govinda, Gopal, Hari he is the Lord of Gadadhar, because Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. You see, let's see how everything fits together. We heard he's chanting, the other verse said he's chanting, he began chanting the auspicious names of Gopal and Govinda. So who's going to relish those names the most? Whoever has the most bhav, it gets the most ruchi. So Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. So her bhav is Madhurya bhav. So when she, or he hears the names of Govinda and Gopal chanted by Gauranga, then how much ecstasy that creates in her heart, or his heart. Because the extent of the bhav, the greater the bhav, the greater the ecstasy. Mahabhav. Radharani is Mahabhav. So her ecstasy is Divyonmad. Divyonmad, Unmad. The total madness and ecstatic bliss. So this is all, so many points are being mentioned here. It says, the eyes of the devotees headed by Gadadhar. Because Srivas is there. Srivas is in Dasya Bhav. Srivas Thakur is in Dasya Bhav. Nityananda is in Sakya Bhav, Dasya Bhav. There's many devotees there. So the eyes of the devotee headed by Gadadhar. So what does this mean? Oh, just says, doesn't mean anything. No, it means so many things. Every verse, this is the Bhagavat. Every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's so powerful and so many meanings, so many depths of meaning. So this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by the same Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva, Vrindavan Das Thakur is Srila Vyasadeva, so every word has so much meaning. Gadadhar Adi Jata Sajana Sajala Nayane Shunaha Chalisha Pada Prabhura Kirtan Jebi Kare Nache Prabhu Jagata Jivan. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Shunaha, now listen to the next 40 verses which describe how Lord Vishambhar, who is the life and soul of the entire universe, Jagat Jivan, danced in ecstasy during Kirtan. So, you can read those verses, or you can come to Radhakund. And we'll continue those classes in Radhakund. Yes? You have to see it like this. The name itself, Jagannath, because if you read Bhaktivinoda's description, he talks about Mukhyanam and Gonanam. Mukhyanam means primary names or names of the Lord which are connected to Leela, and they're connected to the spiritual world, the Lord's pastimes there. And by chanting those names, then one gets Vrajaprema or Prema. And then there are other names which describe the Lord's functions in the material world, like Jagadish or Adikarta or Jagannath. The name Jagannath means Lord of the universe. Does everyone agree? And Jagadish means similar. It means, Isha means controller. Jagadish means control of the universe. So on face value, the name Jagannath, that name Jagannath is describing God in relation to the Jagat. Jagat means this material world. So therefore, this name Jagannath comes in the category of Gonanam. Gonanam means secondary name, which is describes the guna of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord in relation to the material world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, these names do not give this type of prem, that the Mukhya name or the prem like Damodar, names that are connected directly to Krishna's Leela and directly to the spiritual world, they give Braja prem. Lord Chaitanya, but your interpretation or your bhav behind any name, you can chant the name Pinky. But if you may chant the name Pinky, but your bhav is that the bottom of Krishna's feet is Pinky. The bottom of Krishna's feet is Pinky Rung, is Gulabi Rung. So when I chant Pinky, 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 I'm just absorbed in thinking of Krishna's feet and seeing that beautiful Aruna Rung or Gulabi Rung on Krishna's feet. So that name will give you Vraja Prem.
So it's the absorption.
It's the absorption, but the principle is also there. That we should, we have to see what is the conclusion. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is, as Ramananda Roy is telling Lord Chaitanya in Madhya Leela Samba, he says, because Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, what songs should devotees sing? What should they sing? What songs will give the devotees perfection? Then Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya, songs about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, these give perfection. So therefore, the Lord Chaitanya, through the mouth of Ramananda Roy, and the Acharya's conclusion is that we should chant names that are full of Braja Prem and are full of Krishna's Leela, describing Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan or Mayapur. This is the actual conclusion. So, Yashomati Nandana Braja Bharanagara Gokula Ranjana Khan. This is called Nam Sankirtan. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is very much anukul for Braja Prem, either in Vatsalya or Madhurya or Sakya. So these are the preferred names to chant. Our Acharyas are giving this example. And what did our Lord chant? Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya. You know, he chanted these names. Because the Yadava is there in the Vaikuntha. This is all Vaikuntha name or Brajanam. And of course, what his Bhav, what he's thinking by the name Yadavaya, like you say Keshava. Keshava means the killing of the killer of the Keshi demon. But Kesha also means hair. So Kesha means one who is expert in dressing Radharani's hair. Keshava. One who is expert in dressing. Dressing means hairdresser. You know hairdresser? Combing, brushing, setting. Combing, brushing, setting hair is called dressing the hair. So the Bhav is there. But the name itself, Keshava, is also a name of Krishna and Vrindavan, Keshava. So this is the main point, to understand the main point. Jagannath. Because even Lord Chaitanya, when he's singing Jagannath, he can't even say Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya can't even chant the name Jagannath. He says Jagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag Jagga. Because when he sees, when Lord Chaitanya sees Lord Jagannath, he doesn't see Jagannath, he sees Brajendranandan and Shyamasundar. He doesn't see the Lord of the universe. He sees Radhanath, Gopinath,